Now a look at the latest local news on WIBD. Fire that may have been caused by a random spark significantly damaged a home on Highland Drive in Keewaskum yesterday afternoon. A caller reported smoke and flames coming from the two-story home at just after noon. Washington County authorities say a contractor had been grinding some flashing on the roof earlier in the day, which had produced sparks. It's believed those sparks started the fire. The contractor left the site, but a worker stayed behind. The worker reported the fire. The home was unoccupied. There were no injuries reported. No damage estimate yet, but the house is likely a total loss. 10 fire departments sent crews and equipment to assist the Keewaskum Fire Department. The fire was extinguished before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A jury trial has been scheduled for February 26th for a 67-year-old retired Slinger High School band teacher charged with having sex with a female student more than 15 years ago. David Hanke of Slinger appeared yesterday in Washington County Court. A not guilty plea to a charge of sexual assault of a student by school staff was entered in June. The alleged victim, who is now in her mid-30s, said the assault happened when Hanke invited her to his home when she was 16 or 17. Court documents say the assault happened on or around September 1st of 2000. Two alleged members of that Campbellsport heroin and oxycodone ring were back in Washington County Court yesterday. 33-year-old Andrew Simons pled guilty to a felony charge of possession of heroin with intent to deliver. Two felony charges related to the delivery of heroin and oxycodone were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. He is scheduled to be sentenced on January 2nd. Simons is currently serving time on a prior drug conviction and has a burglary case pending in Fond du Lac County Court. 23-year-old co-defendant Caitlin Spang of Keewaskum also pled guilty to a similar heroin possession with intent to deliver charge. She had been facing 4 felony drug charges, but the other 3 were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. She is scheduled to be sentenced on January 11th.